When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
All right, B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Friday, before the Commanders take on Philadelphia Eagles, and we're going to be talking a crosstalk like we did the last game, talking to Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio from WIP in Philly. You know, he was trying to take some shots last time. They won the game, so we let him slide. Now they're coming to our house, and things will have to change up a little bit. But, you know, people like to floss a little bit. Jeff came here saying he needed to help me out. Didn't want me to get tag team.
With our guy down in D.C., 106.7 The Fan, we're joined right now by your former teammate, Hugh Douglas, Brian Mitchell.
I'm Hugh's master. I'm Hugh's master.
Hey, it was good seeing you last week, B-Mitch. Hey, B-Mitch was doing an interview,
ever put
right?
Put your lips on my head again, I'm gonna beat you up.
Wait, what?
I kissed him on his head,
I'm
man.
I sitting up there talking. All of a sudden, I got some big-ass lips on my head. It was you.
Yeah, because I got a chance. Somebody said, wait a minute. Because, you know, somebody said, hey, your friend's B-Mitch. So I said, where's B-Mitch? And he was doing his radio show.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I came and kissed him on his head, man. And he was like, what the hell?
All right, man. So now, 11-game win streak, huh? Or 10
11 games.
Game. Well, it's 10. You're speaking 11 into existence.
No, it's hard to go 11, you know. But what I'm trying to say, do you all feel that there's a possibility of a letdown coming up?
B, you know what? I was trying to tell them this morning, but you know what I get called when I say stuff like that?
Right.
Especially when you got guys coming out watching talking about, you know, hey, they caught us at the right time and all this other stuff. I get called plant-based and scary.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to tell them, I'm like, man, these division rivals, you can't underestimate anybody. These games get weird, man, and they're physical. They're very physical.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that for me, I look at games. I remember some games we played earlier this year, and JP was thinking just like everybody else, like, oh, man, this is going to be easy. I'm like, bro, don't say that. You know what I mean?
Cause yeah.
Because the thing about when you are on a roll is a natural human tendency to relax and feel good about yourself. And then when you know you're playing against that team, is also a natural tendency to play up. And I think that's the thing that can come into the game. Emotions flow in games, and how you control them also can be determine the outcome.
So, B. Mitchell, how about that second time within the division? We were talking about that, and we were actually kind of looking forward a little bit because this could be the first-round playoff matchup. If the Eagles get the 2 seed and Washington getting the 7, that's probably pretty likely for them. If they make the playoffs, they're going to be the 7. We could see this matchup again in 3 weeks. How much of a challenge was it for you when you played the second? I don't know if you ever played a third time, three times in one season, but how much of a challenge when you play a team again in a season?
It's tough because there's nothing you can sneak up on them with. They know you, you know them. So you got to figure out more stuff. And a lot of times you got some coaches that they adjust. Some coaches try to, we're going to run our stuff no matter what. And I believe that when you have an offensive line like the Eagles, sometimes you just come back and run the same thing because you feel like we have an advantage. But that could be changed up. I remember back in, I know every time I'm in Philly, people talk about the body bag game. And I say, but you forgot that's another part of that whole series. Well, we came into the playoff and knocked them out. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So it's like you got to understand, this thing goes up and down. It's a roller coaster. Who adjusts the best and put the best game plan in and play and then execute that game plan will win the game, not just the person that won the first time.
So, Bemis, tell us about the Commanders, what's going on right now, because it feels like things have changed a little bit since the last time we talked, and they had the game in November. Eagles won that game, and it felt like the Commanders fell into a little bit of a lull. They got upset by the Cowboys at home. They weren't playing as well, but the last few weeks, a little bit better. I mean, they blew the Titans out. They had a bye. They won last week. Are they back to where they were early? Tell us about the Commanders, how they're playing lately.
I think they're better. They're closer back to what they were, but they went through that stretch where, you know, they played a lot of games before they got a bye, and it happens to everybody, but they got into that injury bug where you had a lot of people hurt on the football team. Jaden was still dealing with the soreness from the ribs. I think everybody's a little bit more healed up now, and they're playing closer to what they were, the offensive line. When they came up to Philly, there were a lot of injuries on the line, not making no excuses, because you go in the game, you play. Nobody plays 100% no more in the league once you play your first game. But I think they're closer to what they were. I think now Terry McLaurin is starting to establish himself even more as a receiver. And I think the Quinyon Mitchell thing is probably eating at him, and then he's probably ready for this matchup.
See, CB, and you know what's funny? I'm pretty sure when you say stuff like that, you know, nobody's laughing at you and calling you crazy. I said almost the exact same thing. Uh-huh. You know, when Terry McLaurin comes in and he goes against Quinyon and Quinyon gets the better of him, he's coming back in that next game, and he's looking at that. Yeah,
he's a competitor.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how it always is, and that's why, I remember when we played y'all a couple times when you were there. I forgot, who was it? Stephen Davis was the running back.
Yeah.
And we was giving it to Stephen, and they put B. Mitch in. It was like, hold up, who is this cat? You know what I mean? And that's how it goes. I just remember games like that, man, and you can never underestimate your direct opponent, because – stuff like that stews with them, and they think about that. That's why when I heard some of the stuff coming out of Washington, and they were talking about, well, hey, you know, we got to match their physicality, and we felt like, you know, they got, you know, we were coming off a short week and things like that. They've been thinking about this game for a while.
Oh, yeah. Those are the games you think about. You know, and I know, look, nobody forgets about a game, but you are really, really putting extra focus and interest into the teams you play in your division. You know, Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, you care about those games there more than anything. You know, most times you would see these two teams split. You know, you get a sweep here and there. But the ultimate thing is you want to make sure you go and play better against those teams. And I remember back in the day, if you won the NFC East, you were in the playoffs, and you were probably the favorite to go win the Super Bowl. So, you know, don't know how that is lately. But, you know, because that North is starting to become very damn good. But I just believe this game right here is going to have nothing to do with what happened before. It's going to be who comes into this game better equipped and be able to go out there and establish what they want to establish.
Yeah, no question. And the Commanders had a nice season, B. Mitch. I mean, they're going to very likely to make the playoffs, and this could go a long way to getting them there. What do you think about the coaching job that has been happening down there this year? Because, you know, if you told me before the season there would be 9-5 entering this game, I would have said that's a good job. It feels like Quinn has really done a good job with that team.
He has. And I think I basically said that the whole time, where this is supposed to be a rebuild. But he was able to get the right people, veteran guys like a Wagner and also a Chin come in. He got young guys like Daniels and also Samuel Steele, young guys who understand and are not just happy to be in the league. But he gets the guys to buy into what he's selling. You know, too many times coaches come in and their scheme is what leads them. Now, if the guys don't like you, if they don't like what you're talking about and they don't want to follow you, your scheme could be great, but you're not going to get anything out of it. Dan has been able to do everything. And, you know, like I hear so much about, well, man, he got to the Super Bowl. He didn't do that good. It's not just the head coach job in the Super Bowl. Hell, we got Shanahan, who was in the Super Bowl, who refused to run the damn football to keep giving the Patriots a chance. People praise him as this great thing over there in San Fran. So I think Dan has done a great job and should be in line for, definitely get some votes for Coach of the Year, because we have seen what this place has been. And now how he has him playing.
B-Mitch, we got to ask you about Saquon. He's had an incredible season, and he has a chance, although it's going to take a lot the last few weeks. He has a chance to break the all-time rusher record. He needs about 140 per game the rest of the way to get there. So not out of the realm, but it's a lot. What do you think? Like, do you think the Eagles should put an emphasis on this, or should they kind of think about the big picture, which is they're in the playoffs already. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. Last week, for the first time, he got banged up a little bit, came out for a little while. He went back in. But what do you think on that? I mean, it's a special thing, but at the same time, time, it's a team thing, and they want to win the Super Bowl. Do you think they should put an emphasis on getting them those carries to get a record here?
It's a special thing, but you know what? Just like it was earlier this year when they told him he could set a single-game record and he said no, let the other guys get some shine, because he's going to need those other guys to get some shine as they go through the playoffs and things of that nature as well. If he's getting it naturally, you continue feeding him. But just to change up the game plan to go get it for him, I don't think that's the way you do it. You know, I've reached goals, and I didn't never want a coach to come to me and say, we're going to do this here so you can get this record. No, if I get the record, I get it. But I don't want you to go change up nothing, because if you change up things, then I might not get it. You know what I mean? So just I think keep going as it is, and if he start doing that stuff after this week. You know, tell him go get 280 the next two games, but not this one.
See, not this one. I hear that. I hear where that's coming from. We hear that. Brian Mitchell joining us. A little crossover, 106.7 The Fan down in D.C. right here on WIP. All right, Brian Bemis, we got to ask you about this. So last week here in Philadelphia,
we had a little bit of a dust-up.
We had drama. We had Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Brandon Graham, and it felt like there was some, you know, brothers were fighting a little bit last week, and they got over it and they won a game. And Bemis, Hugh has referenced a story from back in the day where you guys are brothers, and you guys had
be
a little...
Mrs., don't be nice. Bemis is about my ass in Tennessee.
What do you remember? Because the way Hugh tells it, he maybe crossed the line and you almost had to let him have it there.
Well, you know, it's just like a regular family. People, brothers and sisters, get into fights. Brothers and brothers, sisters and sisters, they get into arguments, they get into fights. But you have to be able to adjust and move on. And I think, look, Brandon Graham didn't just say that stuff just to be saying it. He said something that was the truth. And then the two people, the two actual characters, oh, no, that's not true. But they had to go talk about it, didn't they?
Yeah.
So if you had no issue, why the hell you had to go talk about it? Why you had to go solve something? So they probably solved it up, but let's be real. If it jumped in one time, it'll come back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it will come back unless those guys have completely nipped that thing in the bud. But don't think Brandon just pulled that out the air.
Yeah.
He said the truth.
Yeah, he did. And speaking of nipping it in the bud, I made sure, Joe, did I nip that in the bud that Sunday before we played? Good boy. Hey, listen, I've never seen B-Bitch mad like he was mad. When B-Bitch took that chain off, dog, and he wrapped it around his hands, I was like, B-Bitch about to whoop my ass. And I said, the next day, because I felt bad, because I was like, okay, I crossed the line. I said, hey, bro, I'm sorry. And I remember I went to his locker, and I apologized, and we hugged it out. But boy, before that, my teammates like, hey, man, you better go apologize. B-Bitch about to whoop your ass, dog.
And you guys won that game, right?
Yeah,
you
won we did. It? We won that game. We won that game.
See, Joe, I grew up with four older brothers.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And every once in a while, you got to just say, look, I'm going to either take an ass whooping or I'm going to give one.
No, I tell you, listen, when B-Man stood up, and I was like, yeah, I probably took this one too far.
I was an old school little big brother. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, and you know what's funny? And my boss Rod, he was saying, well, you know, B Mitch is not a big guy. I said, dude, B Mitch was squatting 600 pounds when it wasn't cool.
Not like now, like, everyone's doing it.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, B Mitch was squatting 600 pounds when it wasn't cool, and I said, B Mitch still work out. So yeah, it would have been different. I was like, no, I wasn't trying to see what that.
See, that's what I love. Like people, they look at size of a person, and they go, oh man, he ain't that big. Yeah, Hershey Kiss not that big neither, but it got big flavor on it.
B-Mitch with us here as a little crossover 106.7 The Fan. B-Mitch, all right, let me get your thoughts on how good this Eagles team actually is, because it, you know, things have changed here in the last few weeks. Detroit has been the favorite in the NFC, and some people might think they still are, but they've had a lot of injuries. And True. Now you look at the betting market, you know, we're at FanDuel, the Eagles are now the favorite to get to the Super Bowl. Do you consider Philadelphia the best team in the NFC?
I think right now they're showing it because they have their guys healthy. And on top of it, like JP and I talk all the time about them where, you know, that team is loaded with talent. You got those boys from Georgia now playing like you thought they would play. Saquon is running the football like he's like better than he's ever done it. I'm sure Joe Shane is kind of shaking up there because the owner did say I'm gonna be sick and he might be looking for a job after this year. But when you look at them overall, they can run the football, they can pass football, they can stop it and all that stuff. And then you got special teams going with you. So when you have all three phases that are playing very good, you have a chance. And the Lions were it. But I also heard a little talk that the Eagles started to go more in full gear. They went back a little old school, which puts you in a different mindset. And now on the field, that's the way that they're playing. We know Detroit was playing that way. Detroit probably, they probably go over them 14 days you could be in full pads. But what it is, it changes your mindset. It gets you into a real physical mindset. Like, people want to talk about what the game has changed, the rules have changed. They change for practice. When you get in that football game, if you haven't practiced the way you're supposed to, you can't play the way you need to. And I think when they changed up to go back the way that they've been doing it, that made them a different football team.
Well, it has. I mean, Hugh, they've been. We heard that, and when we were at training camp this summer, they practiced longer this year than they had in the past. It feels like they brought a little bit of the old school back here.
Yeah, because
your D coordinator.
Yeah, yes. that's old school, Big Fangio, and you know, they didn't tackle well early on, and as they progressed and got better at tackling, where they started practicing, they got better at tackling. Even Darius Slayer's out there trying to make tackles, man. That's pretty big.
See, that's
for an older player to be out there trying to do something that he really was adverse to last year, that's pretty big.
The thing of it, like, I know safety rules, all this stuff, but you're still getting prepared to play a game that's just nothing but a bunch of accidents.
Yeah,
and if you don't prepare your body for that, you're going to have a problem. He'll tell you, I was in my 11th, 12th, 13th year when I was in Philly. I didn't run no slower in practice than I would when I was a rookie. You know, if I'm supposed to be giving you a look, I'm giving you a look. If I'm working on my stuff, I'm not half-stepping. If you were in a hole that's supposed to be open during the game and you're one of my blockers, I put my helmet in your back. I bet you in the game you won't be there. You know, it's the way people do stuff. I was raised by a military dad, so I don't know how to go soft in nothing. And I think a lot of these guys come today and say this game, and they want to think about the rules protecting them. No, you better torture your body in the offseason so you can have fun during the season. And I think what these coaches made them do, a lot of coaches need to do in the NFL. You'll see that your team will start playing a lot better. They'll damn sure start playing more physical.
Yeah, it could be a template for what's going to happen here. Hugh mentioned the veteran corners and veteran players like Darius Slay. Tell us about Lattimore, what you noticed last week, because that was a big thing at the trade deadline. Washington got Lattimore, but then he wasn't ready. When we played each other early November, B-Mitch, he didn't play. I noticed he was back last week, his first game. I'm guessing he'll be, regardless of which guy he's on for the Eagles, got two good receivers here, but he could be on A.J. Brown on Sunday. How did he look in his first game?
Well, I think he allows them a chance to come out and do multiple things where a receiver has to guess. But I think the way last week, hell, we didn't get a chance to see how he looked. He was out there for 35 plays, and they never threw the ball at him. So
that must be pretty good. He's covering,
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
They completely didn't look his way. And if you have watched him in the past where he and Evans would go at it a lot, he's not afraid of physicality. He's going to be in your face all day. So if you're a receiver who has been dominating people, you won't just dominate him because he's going to be like a little net. He's going to be under your skin all day. Mm. I love that aspect. You know, I wasn't the biggest person all the time, but every time I got on the field, I pissed off one big dude. I made sure I had to do it, you know, because that big person have to start thinking, like, why is he constantly talking to me and not backing up when I step to him? You have to be concerned who I am. I'm not worried about who you are. And I think that's the way Lattimore plays football.
Well, that's going to be a fun matchup on Sunday with him out there. And we'll see. AJ's a little limited in practice, but if he's going, it'll be a fun one. B. Mitch, we appreciate it. Always enjoy doing this. And we might have to do it again if we get a playoff matchup in a few weeks between these teams.
We could definitely do that, man. We could sit down next to each other and we get a playoff matchup.
Let's
so
do
I
it.
Can touch you if you say something wrong.
I like it. Hey,
man, you play too much.
Enjoy your weekend, man. Merry Christmas. We'll talk soon.
I'll talk to you later, man.
Y'all take care, brother. Because
there he goes. Brian Mitchell, 106.
All right, that's us doing the crosstalk with the people from Philadelphia. We're going to take us a quick break here, but before I go.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.